From Tidbits on April 18th, 2016. This is Tidbits Turns 26, Thoughts on Apple's Evolution, by Adam C. Engst. This 26th anniversary of Tidbits snuck up on me, mostly because I spent the last 4 days sick in bed with a horrible case of a flu-like illness. I'm at least conscious today, if not vertical, but that's what the MacBook Air is for, so bear with my fevered musings. I won't reiterate any of Tidbits' history because many of you have seen it before, but I encourage anyone interested in a stroll down Sim Street to read through the book-length collection of articles we've written over the years to commemorate our anniversaries. Those pieces recall so many people, products, and companies. When I think back across our history, though, the biggest changes have been at Apple. For much of that time, Apple was defined by its competition, PC-compatible hardware running Microsoft Windows. Apple switched to Intel-based CPUs, and the rise of virtualization software was the beginning of the end of that era. But it was the creation of the iPod, followed by the iPhone, and then the iPad, that marked Apple's transformation into one of the preeminent companies of all time. Those three products all came under Steve Jobs' leadership, and when Tim Cook replaced Jobs as CEO, some were concerned that Apple would lose its magic touch. Indeed, neither the Apple Watch nor the fourth generation Apple TV has been an obvious hit. But that's missing the point. At Apple's scale, it's almost inconceivable that product could compare to the iPhone's success unless it were to take over for the iPhone, much as the iPhone did with the iPod. What's interesting about Apple's products under Tim Cook is that they're highly integrated platforms upon which others can build. They're not about changing the world. They're about extending Apple's reach into your world, from your wrist to your wall. If the much-rumored Apple Car ever makes it into a widespread production, it will likely fit in Apple's product ecosystem similarly rather than disrupt the market. What I find more interesting about Tim Cook's Apple is the company's recent high-profile dust-up with the FBI over unlocking the iPhone. It's a tremendously difficult situation, of course, since no one would ever want a locked iPhone to stand in the way of solving a heinous crime or preventing a terrorist attack. But unlike many in government, Apple understands both the danger and futility of compromising on encryption. Danger because breakable encryption is the very definition of false security, and futility because it's trivially easy to create and use apps that offer unbreakable encryption. In essence, Apple has encapsulated our right to privacy in every iPhone. It's far from complete or perfect, of course, but in a world where intelligence agencies have been discovered to be violating that right wholesale, it's fascinating and a little distressing to see more protection coming from a corporation than from the government itself. Perhaps this has come to pass because Apple is now so rich and so dominant they can operate at almost the level of a government. Evil megacorporations are a trope of dystopian science fiction, but I've never seen a fictionalization of a powerful but flawed megacorp on the principled side of a standoff with a theoretically democratic government. Regardless, it's a long way from the beleaguered Apple computer of yesteryear. Or perhaps that's just the dread Virus Roberts talking. As Tidbits heads into our 27th year of continuous internet publication, rest assured that we have no plans to stop anytime soon, budget willing. If anything, Tanya and I, and all the rest of the Tidbits crew, have been more energized since hearing from you in our reader survey at the end of last year, thanks to having a better idea of what you want to read. Do keep letting us know when you find an article particularly helpful or interesting. And of course, if you're not already a Tidbits member, becoming one is the best way to ensure that we'll continue publishing for as long as you want to read. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates by email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.